Grandpa's Bible. My grandfather was a Presbyterian minister in little towns in Missouri. He died when I was four, so I have few memories of him, but I do have his Bible. He used the Bible as part of his filing system long before computers. It had all sorts of things stuck between its pages: sermon notes, some family information about people whose funerals he conducted, a few newspaper clippings, a couple of letters. It also contained a silk bookmark dated 1898, about when he bought the Bible, I think, with a New Year's poem. 1898. Speak a shade more kindly than the year before. Pray a little oftener, love a little more. Cling a little closer to the Father's love. Life below shall liker grow to the life above. One set of sermon notes has 11 points. The most interesting is the final one, which was obviously an illustration with which he was going to drive home his message and wind up with a winner. The notes say, "Husband away from home, rooster and cuckoo eggs." And cuckoo is spelled K-O-O-K-E-W. Evidently a word he wasn't familiar with, because he was a pretty good speller with his elaborate, fancy 19th century script. I wish I knew the rest of the story. I'd like to use it sometime. Another finding was the top of a printed letterhead, of which he was very proud. It says, "Audrain County Sunday School Association, Young People's Superintendent, Virginia Pearson." Now, Virginia Pearson was my zany Aunt Jenna. Her dad kept the record of what must have been one of the first significant offices she held, and kept it in his Bible. There's a letter postmarked July 13, 1934, from the treasurer of his previous church. It says, "Brother Pearson, you know I haven't got all of the pledges from the time you started, for I wasn't deacon, but I am sending you just what my book showed." There follows a report on the pledges and the amounts given. No names, just the numbers. What people pledged and what they gave. The largest pledge is $15. The largest amount given is $17. Evidently the treasurer was trying to play catch-up and collect a little more money for the preacher. I'm pretty pessimistic about his chances. There's another letter, postmarked April 12, 1934, just a few months before my grandfather died. Mrs. Theresa Malner writes, "I thought I would drop you a line in regard to work. Should you need help later, I would appreciate your considering me again. Mother is home now, and I think she can manage her work, and I would love to get work at a nice place where folk are really worthwhile and try to live right." A nice place where folk are really worthwhile and try to live right. That's not a bad assessment, even though it may not totally be objective. I wonder what the assessment of you and me will be 70 years after our death. If all the evidence is what was stuck between the pages of our favorite book.